Hello again, this is Dr. Lori Moore, and today we are speaking about the wellness codes. What the wellness codes actually are the cellular places inside you that are coded with information on how to be whole and well. We are conditioned not only by mental attitudes, but truly by energetic patterns that have been placed into our world of human being living on Earth. Where do these patterns come from? That's a very mystical, mysterious question. I feel that many of the new patterns that are being generated come from very high frequency, angelic, benevolent forces. And as we become more and more accustomed to experiencing them and attuning to them, we find old energies that are attuned in a less harmonious, less beautiful way to become unappealing. So sometimes, Jesse's putting his nose right on the speakerphone, so I'm going to ask him what he wants to tell you just a second. You'll hear quiet. Jesse, just enjoy the cat. Just a minute. Jesse wanted everyone to make sure they understand that these codes are available to everyone. Nobody is to be left out. And it is simply a choice to tune into these kind of codes. There are bombardments of other kind of codes that confuse us, that go through our Earth atmosphere. Where do they come from? Sometimes they come from media sources. Sometimes they come from perhaps political sources. It's not important as to where they come from, but to become more and more acutely aware of the energies that ultimately set us free. Because really what we're all looking for is a certain kind of liberation. And as long as we're addicted and attached to energy forms that do not serve us, we think we are experiencing situations that either A, seem favorable at first, and quickly become non-favorable, or B, do not seem favorable. And when we are in the throes of addiction, which society thinks has to do with taking drugs or alcohol, I'm not talking at that level at all. Well, and that's a fine addiction to investigate and heal if you're experiencing that, but I'm talking about addiction at the level of thought patterns, emotional patterns, mental patterns, and cellular patterns for which we don't take responsibility because we think it is just the way it is. It just happened. I just feel like this. I don't know why. But you see, as we program ourselves more deeply to notice that we are actually invoking through energy maps. It's like when you go into your car, you don't just say, oh, I don't know how I got here. There was just a map in my hand. You took your hand and you reached into the glove compartment and you pulled the map out. So what I'm inviting you to do is to become more sensitive to yourself so that when you are pulling a map out of your codes, you are pulling a map that's going to give you the deepest joy, peace, and liberation, not a momentary high, but something way deeper so that you can access that and live in that ongoingly. And that the code of complete wellness is it's a simple reality. So when we're busy trying to heal our illness, whether that's a self-defeating habit, a situation in life that we don't enjoy, feeling sick in any way, we're always bringing in a double paradigm because we're trying to heal something, but in trying to heal something, we're focusing on something we don't like. And so there's another way to just go straight back into the wellness. So if you want to create a paradigm of love or wellness or health or prosperity, you find the place literally inside your own cellular system that is that way. And from there, the questions you ask with your mind and the actions you take with your body are going to be representing what is well. And so you're going to find yourself creating wellness, whereas if you're not being conscious and you're just tuning into some old paradigm or some energy that came floating through your town that day from other sources, or an old paradigm that says, well, we're trying to get from A to B rather than we just are, then you're going to be creating a whole different reality for yourself. And ultimately, you really are responsible for what you experience, which doesn't make you wrong for having to learn. There's some things we get, understand very quickly right away when we're given new information, and there's some things we have to go back and forth with many, many times because we're human. And sometimes in going back and forth between an old way and a new way, there's many discoveries to be found. There's many qualities of love and compassion to be gained. And sometimes there's just a training going on, and you remember, you forget, you remember, you forget. And once you've remembered enough times, the new memory becomes more prevalent than the old memory. So it's not really a matter of anyone doing anything wrong or, you know, doing anything on purpose to be in their own way. We're just in a delightful, beautiful time in history where we are doing things to awaken into new ways, and we can use our mental habits. We can also use simply going into the codes of wellness. So as you breathe fully and deeply, you will start to notice that placed all through your chest and other places in your body already are codes of wellness, which you can simply step into, breathe right into, feel right into. And they're there, and just breathe, and you can begin to feel this place that's well. And if you feel emotion, you do what I always say, you just be 100% present with the emotion that's coming up. Let go of a need to explain it, analyze it, fix it, change it, story it. Just be with it as you breathe, because that will be your gateway as that emotion is felt 100% and neutralized. Back into the codes you will go. So you start with what is really there if you're not finding that place of wellness right off. And who would like to share or ask a question at this point?
Lori?
Yeah.
In the morning, this is Catherine. In the morning, I try to do this because I heard, since I missed the previous phone, I heard a little bit about the, and know about doing the 100% feeling. Sometimes I fall back asleep, and I didn't know, because sometimes I don't get fully resolved, or I'm not sure that I am, and I'm worried, maybe needlessly, but I am worried that I might not be doing it completely enough to dissolve it. But when I have attacks of worry of any kind, I try to sit with it, be with it, and then sometimes I'm actually asleep before I may know what the outcome from being with it has been.
That's okay. What is
good.
The question? Yeah.
The question is, was that harmful, or, you know, is that incomplete?
That's not harmful. There's all kinds of energies in your, meaning you and everyone's consciousness, and at certain times in our life, we finally decide we would rather face everything. At some point in your many lives, you finally decide that you would rather face all of it than have one more addiction. And once again, I use the word addiction, people always misunderstand. People think I'm talking about drugs and alcohol. And as I said, that is one addiction of 5 trillion addictions that are in the human psyche. But the human psyche comes up with distractions all day to avoid just being 1,000,000%, 100% present in our experience. And if we go through the sensation, beautiful, at this time in history, beautiful awakenings are on the other side. So if you fall asleep, you're not bad, you didn't cause harm, you're not wrong. But at some point, your appetite to really face will be so strong that you would prefer to go through whatever it is than to fall asleep and really allow whatever it is to dissolve until you are finding the treasure of awakening past that dissolving point.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is everybody's creation. You have limitless. There's no limit on your potential. There's no limit on what you're, and there's no one judging you. The universe isn't judging herself. The universe is. So the exploration of being human, it's an opportunity. We got really mixed up because we got into systems as children that gave us the idea that we're right or wrong, we're bad or good, and there's somewhere to get. There's nowhere to go. There's no one judging other than the ego itself. There's only one ego. So if you turn into ego station, you can judge yourself, and you're still not wrong, and the universe, the core heart of the universe, still isn't judging you. So what the opportunity of life is to keep looking into your own heart and discovering what is it your own heart is interested in. What is your own heart doing here on the planet? And everyone will find that answer in their own way. But my guess is that ultimately, regardless of whatever style anyone is using to find that, that each person will find what they're doing is they're here to learn complete love, and the opportunities of love are so endless because every thought, every feeling, everything we do all day either allows you to dissolve into the love or a distraction from it. And that kind of love of which I speak has a bliss to it. It has incredible surges of energy to it. It has a wellness to it. It has a joy to it. It has a great vision to it. It has something way beyond what we thought was I to it. It has a capacity and potential to create solutions to whatever solutions are needed, and yet it has complete acceptance of everyone and circumstance as we are already. So it's a completely vast peace. Who else has a question at this time or something you would like to share?
Dr. Lori?
Yeah.
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hey. I was just, I really appreciate the way you talk about addictions or more from within our thought processes. And that's probably what stems most or all of the addictions that we do to our physical body. But my question is, you talk about these miscellaneous codes that come through the airwaves, and then there's the real codes. How do we distinguish between the two?
The real
easy way to...
Yes. The real codes liberate you. You know, they say when you meet a great master teacher, when the teacher leaves, you feel free. You're not carrying the teacher's agendas with you. And when the teacher is the code. So when the code, when you are touched by that energy, and it sets you into there's a lightness about it. There's a feeling that you're dissolving back into love, and that what you thought was you was so much bigger. Whereas the other codes will keep you trapped. They'll make you think you're hungry for something. You don't have it yet. You're not whole. They'll give you that kind of an idea, or you've got to do something. The wellness codes will leave you knowing of your wholeness, and you'll feel like you're dissolving more into your wholeness. The other codes will make you think that you need someone, or they're based on fear, that you're dependent on something, or you... something's not complete. But the wellness codes remind you all is complete, and you are simply passing through this existence, and your soul is simply passing through a physical, ever-changing body that's your temple for your lifetime. Does that help?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And see, what's remarkable is that some of our addictions, we think they feel good until we get to our next level of refinement, and we realize what used to feel good doesn't come close to what can feel good now. So truly, everyone wants to experience bliss in their body and ecstasy, and that's what the body's created for. And usually physical addictions to substances, before I was talking more about more subtle addictions, but physical addictions to substances are an attempt to feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that intention. It's just that that doesn't ultimately work because no kind of addiction works. See, if we think that by repeating a thought, if we think that, let's say we have a great awakening experience, and then we try to have that same experience again, we miss the point because the openness that allowed us to have that experience will allow us to have another one and another one because the universe can just give and give and give forever. But if we get busy trying to re-perform the old experience, that's addiction. And addiction's not bad, it just ends up limiting. It ends up keeping us attached to something that is far less expansive and liberating and feeling good than continuing to be open to whatever the next divine gift is that the universe wishes to provide. So everything that we do as humans starts out with a good intention. But if it's going towards attachment to anything, it ends up in suffering. And if it's going towards offering up, we have another and another and another divine awakening all day. And that is bliss, and that is available. And that doesn't keep a, that doesn't mean nobody, I always say this, everyone gets to experience polarities on this planet. So that practice doesn't mean you don't feel the polarities. In fact, the more you open yourself up in this way, the more you feel everything. But you begin to feel it from such a big container that everything can become pleasing and delightful because your container of love bliss, if you scratch your knee and it hurts, but you're living in a big container of love and bliss, a scratched knee is nothing. It's like a leaf falling. It's not really a problem. But if you scratch your knee and all you're thinking about is your knee and then you scratch it more and you put bandages on it and you worry about it, soon all you are is pain. So we're coming to remember as a human race that we are this huge, vast, ever-changing energy that can hold anything and that truly is of love. So how we use our mental habits all day to assist this is we check in, we ask ourselves, is what I'm saying serving me? Is what I said to this person uplifting me? And you ask about you. Don't worry about anyone else because when you're constantly choosing what creates love in you, everyone around you benefits. You don't need to do anything for anyone. They're naturally going to benefit when you're making those choices. You're going to vibrate in a way that benefits them. You're going to make choices in a way that benefits them. So now's a really important time, and some of you may want to call, email me if you want a copy, an audio copy of the phone call from last week. We were we had pretty much a Hawaii reunion, the group that went last time. I think almost everyone, a couple people were missing, but almost everyone called in to do some follow-up work on evolved communication. This is because we found that as we were leaving Hawaii, we were getting along great. We were loving each other. It was a very high space, and a lot of people discovered that in the process of grieving and getting ready to let go, their issues all came up, and it became massive projection. People, myself included, were projecting onto each other. And really what was happening was our unresolved business was coming up in the sadness of letting go of each other. So we did a follow-up call last week and really looked at how do we use communication to take full responsibility for our awakening. And that would be a good call for everyone to listen to. So email me if you want the link and I'll let you know how to listen in on that. Really at this point in history, everything is available to be awakening. And when we face anything with love, then we immediately start to be the love. When we face one final frontier for me, I've told many people, is I've had to go through lots and lots of inner training and outer training with money. It's been so perplexing and challenging to me, whereas other things, the magic came a lot easier. And what I found more and more is the discovery that I am money. I am money, and I didn't understand that before. It was anything we think is separate is going to cause us trouble. But as we, yes, you got it. So as we start to understand we are everything, we are the joy, what we fight will show up as a problem. If we say, oh, I'm happy all the time, I'm never sad, well, you're going to have five sad people in your life who you're going to take issue with because your shadow will show up all around you until you embrace it. because you can't be different than the whole rest of the world, because we're all everything. We're all everything. And so the process of awakening brings us more and more into a somatic direct experience that anything that we're experiencing is actually what we are. And as we go beyond judgment of that into the big, big love of it, it all starts to become love, which is what it was really designed to be. Who has a question or something you'd like to share at this point? So in summary, what we're doing is we're looking to the place in ourself that feels like the ascension, and it's there. The old codes are there, and when we look to them, when we face them 100%, they can dissolve. But when we start thinking they're real, we find ourselves doing things that later we regret, and we have to make apologies. That's okay. We're learning. That's what we're doing. We're learning. But we don't need to spend that much time learning now, because everything is available so instantaneously. And the opportunity to just stop all day long when I'm talking to people, I keep checking back with my heart constantly, and I notice, is my heart in reaction or response? So reaction can look really good. It can be saying all kinds of great things that everyone wants to hear, but I go back and ask, am I responding? Responding is just going back to the neutrality, where I forget all my beliefs and stop thinking I have an identity, and then I can just be love. And then I get to make up my response simply out of the love, as opposed to something I think is true. It's a time for everyone to start learning that nothing we think is true is true. There's really nothing solid going on. Really, everything's in flux. Everything's in movement. It always has been. And our attempts to make it different just are not where our security will come from. It will come from being in the movement that is everything. So who has a question or something you would like to share?
All right, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, I want to thank you for everything you've said. It's so precious and valuable to me. And I also want a reminder of sometimes I get into that reactive mode, and what's a good step to take to go to the neutral place so you're responding? What would be the first step?
Take a deep breath and stop, and then notice what the feeling sensation that got triggered in you is. So just notice where in your body you're triggered, and just be 100% present with that feeling. And just be with it until it shifts to something else.
Okay.
When it shifts to something else, ask yourself, how would you like to respond now instead of how you were about to respond in your reaction?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I think we got to the point, and what I wish to deliver has been delivered, and I feel people really got it. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And please work with the wellness codes. Give yourself that gift, not to be right or wrong, but just to have the sheer beautiful experience of the gift of the wellness codes. This is Dr. Lori Moore wishing you all lots of love. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Dr. Lori. Thank you.